The chairman and founder of the Fuyao Glass Company in China doesn't speak English. But Cao Dewang used a translator at a ceremony at the State House to sign an agreement to go into the former General Motors plant. The translator's commentary has been shortened here, as Governor Kasich says this investment is good news for Southwest Ohio.
So to make an announcement today of Fuyao's commitment to Dayton.
所以我今天想向大家宣布福耀对于Dayton地区的承诺。
Which will result in a $200 million investment and the creation of a minimum of 800 jobs.
Kasich says this is a significant investment in the United States, too.
This investment represents the ninth largest Chinese investment in America.
Dewang said through the translator that he has other business locations in South Carolina and Michigan, that they're not manufacturing plants like this one. He said the marine plant has special appeal for him.
When I first saw the marine facility, it was like first love. I fell in love with it right away.
The automobile windshields that will be made at the Moraine plant will be used by Honda, Hyundai, and Chevrolet. Governor Kasich credits the state's nonprofit job creation corporation, Jobs Ohio, for brokering the deal to get Fuyao to move into the Moraine facility.
Sometimes you have to give credit where credit is due.
That's Jordan Plotner, a spokesman for the Ohio House Democratic Caucus. He says Governor Kasich also needs to give credit to President Obama for leading efforts to keep the American car industry alive, and to Democratic U.S. Senator Sherrod Brown, who worked with local, state, and federal officials to secure more than $25 million in federal resources to aid in the cleanup and redevelopment of the site. For Dayton area residents who need a job, who gets the credit isn't likely the big question. They're likely more interested on when the 800 new jobs will be available. The first of the jobs will be available next year, as production is scheduled to begin by the end of 2015. Joel Ingles at the Ohio Public Radio State House News Bureau.